the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our friend Servando Gonzalez, who was certainly born and raised in Cuba under communism, eventually came to America and has become one of the great champions of trying to awaken the American people to the threat that we face, not simply from communism, because, of course, Servando has come to realize that communism is simply being used by the invisible government, a wonderful distraction. Oh, they've killed millions of people, but then that is the true goal of the people who run our country, is simply eliminating large segments of the population of the world. But they use communism. They focus our attention on communism. There is the threat, without ever allowing the American people to understand that the major force behind the move to bring about a one-world dictatorship and destroy the vast percentage of humanity is really right here in America. They're using our financial and military power to bring about a one-world government. They're on the verge of plunging us into a war with the Muslim world, and I believe, of course, when this comes about, we'll see the fulfillment of prophecy where they talk about a last Babylon, the mother of harlots, and was simply destroyed in an hour. And I think that, of course, everything's being done by our leaders to put us into that sort of position. Not that they necessarily want this country destroyed to that extent, because it will remove their power base, but God is certainly going to bring his judgment on the good people of America, not because of what they've done, but because of what they haven't done. And men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, with that as a background, Servando, you bring us up to date with what's going on today. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me to your program, Dr. Stan. Well, there is so much going on, but I'm a historian. I was trained as a historian at the University of Havana, and then by training, I'm a historian, but 20 years ago, I was working in some ideas about Latin American history and Cuban history, and then I realized that a recent history in which there is a high content of intelligence and espionage for writing about this day, the methodological tools of the historian, the analysis tools of a historian, don't work. Simply don't work. Mostly because historians trust documents. To a historian, a document is the ultimate truth. But intelligence analysts, they don't trust documents. The main reason is because in every intelligence agency in the world, they have a whole department devote to the falsification of documents. They make fake birth certificates, passports, even they counterfeit money, so they don't trust documents. And then I began studying systematically how intelligence agencies work, and particularly how intelligence analysts work. And then I developed a new methodology that is using the tools, the analysis tools of the intelligence analysts to study recent history. And then I call this methodology, this a name I call historical tradecraft. Tradecraft is, in the lingo of intelligence and espionage, is the modus operandi of the of intelligence agencies. It's called tradecraft. And then I call my methodology historical tradecraft. The first book I wrote using that methodology was a book about Fidel Castro. That the book is have been published, it's available in Amazon. I wrote it about 12 years ago, and I titled it "The Secret Fidel Castro: Deconstructing the Symbol." And this book is not a biography of Fidel Castro; it's not a history of Castro Revolution, but is a CPP, what intelligence and espionage agency call a CPP. Comprehensive personality profile that intelligence agencies keep about foreign leaders. The CIA, the Mossad, the MI6, the KGB, all the agencies, they have CPPs of foreign leaders, and they keep adding information on those comprehensive personality profiles. Now, when you use this methodology I'm using, the results are totally different at the results of a book written by a historian. The second book I wrote 2 years after the book on Castro was a book about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it's interesting because I was an officer. I was very young at the time. I was an officer in the Cuban army during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And then I wrote a book, titled The Nuclear Deception, Nikita Khrushchev and the Cuban Missile Crisis. And in this book, I, by the way, those are very scholarly books with all of them close to 1,000 footnotes, scholarly footnotes, nothing's getting from the internet, but based on very serious articles.
Well, Servando, tell me your interpretation of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Did the Soviets really have missiles in Cuba at the time, or was this all simply designed to frighten the American people?
That was totally a hoax. And at the time, I gave an interpretation about that because the book is central on Nikita Khrushchev, that was the prime minister in the Soviet Union at the time, and I reached some conclusion that today, I wrote this book 10 years ago, by the way, next month will be the 50th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
But, sir,
and probably I would like you to bring me to your program to talk about that. And then about his motives. But my conclusion is that there were never nuclear warheads in Cuba.
All right,
and
fine. That's what I wanted to know. We'll be back in a moment with Servando Gonzalez.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and most of what the American people believe just isn't true, because the media is controlled, our reality is controlled. Most people imagine Fidel Castro as the wicked communist enemy who threatens America, and this is one reason we have to have all of our laws, and of course we have to, of course, keep Cuba isolated to keep communism from spreading. And ladies and gentlemen, that is so fraudulent. Basically, it was the American State Department that overthrew Batista, and, of course, then installed Fidel Castro as the dictator there. Fidel comes up to speak to the members of the Council on Foreign Relations there at their headquarters in New York City. He comes up to visit Cindy, David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller's daughters go down to meet Fidel and visit with him on a regular basis. And if you doubt that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs, published in 1902. In 2002. He tells you how his daughters go down and spend time with Fidel Castro, a man they're very close to. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that communism has simply been created. You have to have a booger bear. Oh, they kill millions of people, but that doesn't really matter. The elite who run America want to mobilize the people behind them, because they're going to protect us from the wicked communists who have been created and financed by the establishment here, the Council on Foreign Relations crowd, the trilateral crowd, the power elite who run America. And, of course, they're on the verge of plunging us into another horrible conflict. The average American has no idea what's going on, but certainly our guest this morning does. Servando Gonzalez was born and raised in Cuba. He was a Cuban officer. And I was just asking him about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And as I've always suspected, there were no Soviet missiles there. But they got convinced the American people that there were, or at least there was the potential for them, so that basically they could manipulate the American people and justify pulling out the missiles that were over in Turkey and other areas close to the Soviet Union, and we could get back to sort of a balance between America and the Soviet Union. It's all manipulated. We have our people working at the highest levels in Russia, just as we have our people, they have their people working at the highest levels right here, controlling both political parties and making mockery out of the electoral process. Go right ahead, Servando.
Yes, Dr. Stan, as you remember, during the Kennedy president was I mentioned almost every day the so-called missile gap. And then there were people in the Pentagon and Robert McNamara, CFR member, who were always telling that there was a missile gap, that the Soviet Union, they have thousands and thousands of nuclear missiles pointing to the United States. That was a scary maneuver like they have always used, the conspirators. By the way, I have to make it clear that many years ago I reached the conclusion that what we have in Washington, D.C. is an empty shell. This is what we call the U.S. government is an empty shell, totally under the control of the true government of the United States. It is an invisible government that is the visible head of this invisible government is the Council on Foreign Relations in Manhattan. That is where the true things are created, the true foreign and national policy of the United States is created. These are the people who plan wars, who plan unemployment, who are planning the destruction of the United States. Now, in my latest book, this book appeared late. The title is Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People. This book appeared late in 2 years ago. And then initially, this was going to be a book about the CIA. And I even had a title about the book. This book is the result of 20 years of research and almost 5 years in the making, in the actual writing. And then was going to be a book about the CIA. And then half through it, I realized that even though the CIA, the book was going to have a high content of information about the CIA, but the scope of the book was going to be much wider. And then I changed the title to Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, the Secret War Against the Secret War Against the American People. And then that's what the book is all about. In the book, I explain the existence of this invisible government. And this the invisible government is at the center of the Council of Foreign Relations that just recently, mostly because of the internet, people are getting a noticing that organization exists, because for many years, even these people control fully, they managed to get full control of the U.S. government. Most CIA directors have been members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Most Secretary of State have been members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Most members of the National Security Council have been members of the Council of Foreign Relations. And currently, when I wrote my book, 124 senior members of the military, I'm talking about four-star generals and admirals, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So people, the American people mostly ignore the existence of this organization, because the Council of Foreign Relations was never mentioned, still is never mentioned in the newscast. It's never mentioned by the mainstream press, to the point that about 10 years ago in one of these secret meetings of the Bilderberg in Europe, David Rockefeller, he thanked the members of some of the members of the American press at the meeting. He thanked them for keeping the secret. Don't tell the American people about the existence of the Council of Foreign Relations, and say, and this is good, because this has allowed us to keep our idea of creating a new world order controlled by us bankers. That is much better than the traditional democracies and sovereignty of the country that we have now. That he said there at that meeting. And then my book analyzes the creation of the Council of Foreign Relations and what they have done. Now, the goal of the not the final goal, but in order to reach their goal of establishing a world government that they call the New World Order, first they had to capture the U.S. government. Now, traditionally, there is two ways to capture a government. One is the communist way, that is through a revolution, a mass revolution. And the other way is the fascist way, that is through a small group of people who give a coup d'etat. But these people, this organization, the Council of Foreign Relations, is mostly composed of oil magnates, CEOs of transnational corporations, and Wall Street and international bankers. And these people are physical cowards. They are not going to go to the street to fight a revolution. They are not going to go to Washington with guns in their hands to give a coup d'etat. So they began using the methodology of the British Fabians, that is getting into power by infiltration. And this is a methodology that is slow. They have to go very slowly. First, they infiltrated and controlled the mainstream press, the most important newspapers in the United States. Then, in the 30s, they created a group called the War and Peace Studies that was just a pretext to infiltrate the State Department. And that's why Senator McCarthy, he discovered that the State Department was full of traitors, people who were working against the United States of America. But he jumped to the wrong conclusion and said, well, if they are traitors, they, by force, they have to be communists. And then he accused them of communists. And then all of these supposed communists that actually were CFR secret agents, including Dean Acheson, that at the time was the Secretary of State, and the President Eisenhower, and then they attack McCarthy and destroy him politically. Now, then they began infiltrating the armed forces, and then until now that they control the whole U.S. government. And again, I say what we have in Washington, D.C. is an empty shell. Now, in my book, I study several psychological warfare operations. And then, and I say that this is a war, but a war in the people's minds. And I study the war for eugenics psyop, the anti-Christian psyop, the environmental psyop, the two-party psyop, the war on terror psyop, and then the Cold War was, of course, a psychological warfare operation, a psyop. Now, there are, in my book, I study some short-term psychological warfare operations and long-term psychological warfare operations. Now, probably the longest term psychological warfare operation created by these people is creating the illusion that we have a two-party system in the United States and the two parties represent different things. But that is, as you know, that is not true. This is the two parties are really a fiction. They are exactly the same. We have that's what I call in the Repocratic Party. So don't you agree, Dr. Montiel?
I do, basically, but they have to convince the American people we have a democratic process, and yet you have two parties that are both dedicated to globalism, to the welfare state, to ever more bigger government, and certainly the Republicans just don't want quite as big a government as the Democrats One party supposedly stands on moral issues, and it's all phony. It's all an illusion of the Republicans at any time could put to legislation to prevent the Supreme Court from interfering with God in school taking prayer out of school. The Republicans could have done it. They never attempted to rectify the problems, but they want to convince the American people that if they go to the polls and vote, they'll be voting for the candidate of their choice. No, they're voting for the candidates that are put up by the CFR. Go right ahead, Servando.
Yeah, and it's not because most people are, well, there are the opportunists that they know what they are doing. But I think that most people really believe, this Obama and Romney charade. Some people really believe that Obama is the right guy, and some people honestly believe that Romney is the right guy and it's going to change. But see that the parties, the president changed, but the policy is the same.
Hold that thought, Servando. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
When you focus on doing one thing right, odds are you end up with something really right. At Ram, we only build trucks with legendary engines like the Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel. At a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats the Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. We may never be called a jack of all trades, but that's okay, because we're the masters of one. See for yourself at Ram Power Days. See your local Ram dealer today and get $7,700 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab during Ram Power Days. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,500 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10-1. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Servando Gonzalez. Servando, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website and get the books that you offer?
Yeah, my website is www.servando, S-E-R-V, like in victory, A-N-D-O, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Servando Gonzalez, just one word, .org. That is my site. And most of my articles, I'm a contributor for a new, relatively new website founded for very young people. It's very good. It's called the Intel Hub, intelhub.com. And then you can find my articles, of course, in my site and at the Intel Hub. .com. In my site, I publish in articles in English and Spanish, and there you see how you can get some of my books. You can get also some of my books and DVDs through Dr. Montes on his site on Radio Liberty. And then well, I keep going. Now I'm working on a book about the Council on Foreign Relations that I'm titled the Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of the American People, a Chronology of Treason, where I'm proving beyond any reasonable doubt that these people are anti-American, they are traitors, and their goal is destroying the American Republic and implement this commune fascist New World Order. By the way, there was a film that I watched about a little more than a month ago called, what's the title? The Hunger Games. And the film by itself is not very good. The acting is not very good. But the film paints a society in the, a future society in the world. And then I suggest that listeners, you go on and see that film, because that film is a depiction of the New World Order the CFR conspirators have in mind. It's going back to medieval times where there is no middle class, just very poor serfs, and then the medieval lords living in the isolated castle, but now they are not a stone castle, they are electronic castles with all the new technology for spying, for controlling the surf. This is what they have in mind. And being Cuban, Fidel Castro implemented in Cuba a totalitarian commune fascist society that is very close to what the Rockefellers have in mind. That's why the Rockefellers have always backed Castro. And there is more than meets the eye in the Rockefeller Castro connection. Is everything explained in my book. And then Cuba was before Castro took power, was probably the country in the world closer in all aspects to the United States, to the point that some Lexington Avenue marketing companies have discovered it and use Cuba to launch products before launching, to test the products in Cuba before launching them in the United States. And I remember there's a product that still is in use that most people use in the kitchen, that is a cleaner called Ajax. Well, we had in Cuba for 6 months before the product was introduced in the United States. When Castro took power in 1959, there was in Cuba a super modern, at the time, system of communication, of the whole island communication, through microwaves that was unique in the world. Not even in the United States that system existed, because an American company was testing this system in Cuba. Cuba, in 1959, Havana alone had more than 24 radio stations. Probably Paris or London today don't have 24 radio stations, and has a 6 TV channels, black and white, and the first color TV channel in the world outside the United States was in Cuba, in Havana. So it's a long story, and then Cuba was transformed from a from a very advanced society to a country. Now the economic indices of Cuba when Castro took power were higher than many countries in Europe, and was the second in Latin America, just below the United States. Now the economic index of Cuba is closer or even lower than Haiti. That is amazing. But I think that Castro's Cuba, contrary to what Cubans in Miami believe, is not a disaster, it's not a failure. On the contrary, Cuba is a total success, to the point that members of the Council of Foreign Relations, David Rockefeller, and Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, and many CFR members, executives who have visited Cuba, see Cuba as the model to follow, and they see Cuba as the model to follow because Cuba is the successful implementation, is a testing ground for the New World Order. And just very recently, I reached the conclusion that what Castro has done in Cuba is the implementation of the United Nations Agenda 21. That is what he has done, and he has destroyed the country, and this is what is coming to the United States. As a matter of fact, sometimes I see, to me, what is going on in the United States, currently going on in the United States, is like I'm watching a remake of a film that I saw many years ago in Cuba. It's exactly. Even though the methodology is not the same, because in Cuba, first Castro took power through a coup d'etat. It's a revolution, but actually it was a coup d'etat because Castro has never been a communist, but he's closer to fascism than communism. Was actually a coup d'etat. And here they are using, as I mentioned before, the Fabian socialist methodology that is very slow by infiltration. But now that they have almost total control, even military control of the United States, they are showing their true game, and you see that it's becoming more evident. Now,
and I think it's so important that our listeners understand America was a unique nation because the power of the federal government was limited, and that is what the Constitution stipulates. These people swear to uphold the Constitution, but they don't believe in the Constitution. These are traitors, a treachery, subversion at the highest levels of our government to centralize all power with Washington, D.C., and then regulate every aspect of endeavor in the states using the vast wealth that they take from us by force, but they create out of nothing, to bribe the state officials to go along with the power of the creating a dictatorship of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Not by accident, but by intent.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Mitt Romney on turning Colorado's economy around.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Colorado is not better off under President Obama. Obama's excessive government regulations are crushing job creators. Thousands of jobs have been lost. Thousands more are threatened. Obamacare, his war on coal, natural gas and oil, and the failed stimulus have hurt Colorado. Colorado is a state of business builders, but under Obama, businesses are afraid to locate here. We need an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish. The Romney Plan for Colorado? Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare, eliminate excessive regulations, foster innovation, and create over 200,000 new jobs for Colorado.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Orlando Gonzalez, who is explaining to us, really, that most of what we believe about Fidel Castro's Cuba is simply false. It is simply being used to try out all the programs that are being implemented here, Agenda 21, implemented in communist Cuba as a prologue to being implemented right here. We're moving towards a dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening because the good people are enjoying life and not involved in the political process, and pointing out that we have a one-party system with two branches that make mockery out of the electoral process. Go right ahead, Servando.
Yeah, Dr. Stan is false, and I think that the people who are telling us about the marvels of Castro's Cuba, they don't buy it. It's lies. And proof of it is that, as you know, there is the same distance from American shores to Cuba than from Cuba to American shores. Now, you see that almost every month, Cubans are escaping from Cuba in improvised rafts, tire tubes, and then why nobody escapes from the United States to that workers' paradise in Cuba, where education is free, health care is free, you have housing for free, everybody has a job, there is no unemployment. Cuba is a marvel. How come Americans don't escape to Cuba? Because nobody buys that. Nobody believes that. But they keep going. Michael Moore went to Cuba and made a documentary about the marvels of healthcare in Cuba. Of course, what he shows in his documentary is a healthcare that caters for the Castro, for the Cuban elite, and for foreigners who pay in hard currency, mostly dollars. The Cuban people don't have access to what Michael Moore shows in his documentary. And before Castro, Cuba has a very good healthcare system and a very good system of public education.
It was very inexpensive. The reason healthcare costs are high today is because of federal and government interference in the healthcare delivery system. When I went into medical practice, an office visit was $4, and a consultation, I was a specialist, was $25. Today, that same service will cost you $500, and you can thank Medicare for it. And the doctors are dropping out of medicine because they can't make a living. And that's true. I mean,
yeah, because everything that the government touches distorts. Okay.
Right.
Now, if you go, to the doctor and now I give you a prescription for a drug and you go there and it's you have 30 pills per month and you have to pay $78. Well, those are the
ridiculous.
Cheapest sometimes. But you go exactly the same drug made in Mexico by the same company, the branch in Mexico. If you pay here $70, in Mexico is $7. Why? Because here the government gives this subvention that is not to the patients, it's not to the people. It goes right to the transnational corporation who made these drugs. And the same is with everything. Everything that the government touches distorts it. And it's a total mess. And that was not the idea the founding fathers had about this country. Something I would like to tell you that is very important. That's why my book is titled Psychological Warfare and the New World Order. And I say this is a war against the American people, but it's not a war waged with tanks, airplanes, and soldiers. It's a war inside the people's minds. It's a psychological war. And then for many years, Dr. Stan, because when I, 20, I've been in the United States for 30 years. 20 years ago, I began seeing that something was wrong. And then the 9/11 events was the last thing that made me open my eyes. I remember that a friend, a few days after 9/11, a good friend asked me, Servando, what do you think about this? And I told her, well, this is the beginning of the end. I don't think I was wrong. Okay, they began showing their teeth then. And then, for many years, I reached the conclusion that the American people was the most stupid people in the world because they didn't see what was going on. But then when I began working in this work 6 years ago, I totally changed my opinion. Say, well, it is not that the American people are stupid. The reason for they don't see what is going on in front of their eyes is because since the days of Nazi Germany, no people in the world have been under such psychological warfare attack than the American people. It goes through the press, TV, schools. It's a psychological warfare attack. And as I told you, there are short-term psychological warfare attacks and long-terms. And one of the most destructive long-term psychological warfare attack on the American people is this psyop to make people believe that we have two parties and that just by changing the guy in the White House, that is a puppet, things are going to change. And it's interesting because I think you should not mention names in your program because of ethics, but I'm just you invite me, so I have the freedom. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, to Sean Hannity, okay, which I call Radio Berlin, and you go to public radio, which I call in my mind Radio Moscow, and it's exactly the same. You listen for 30 minutes to Rush Limbaugh, and you hear this word repeated over and over. Republicans, Democrats, Republican, Democrats. Liberals, conservative, liberals.
Hey, we're going to run.
Typical brainwashing.
Bye-bye.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herbs exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Doctor, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed Servando. Servando, of course, remember, raised in the dictatorship, raised in communist Cuba. Of course, sees the same thing happening here. And where is the outcry from our leaders? Why, of course, our organizations have been infiltrated, our churches have been infiltrated, our educational system has been infiltrated, and, of course, the media is totally under the control, or almost totally under the control, of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly we do have isolated stations like this one that will carry our programs, and as you know, we have a network of probably 50 or more stations across America. If you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family. You can advertise with us. Whatever you could do, we'd appreciate, because we have to maintain, and it does cost a great deal of money. But we have Internet. You can listen to us on Internet, KU band satellite. You can listen to us certainly on radio stations. We have a shortwave program every day. And, of course, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to warn people what's happening. We're moving into a war with the Muslim world. It's all planned. And, of course, with that will come ever more control over the lives of the American people. And I fear in this next war, millions are going to die. And tragically, these things happen. But because in the last wars, why, we could sit here comfortably while the wars raged in Europe and waged in Africa, but we were isolated by oceans. That will not happen in the coming war because of now the availability of missiles as we have and the availability certainly of other countries. We've transferred nuclear technology to the Muslim world. If you didn't hear my program yesterday afternoon, was Sybil Edmonds, who works for the FBI, who found out that we had actively transferred plans for the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. Of course, those who, I'm certain, will be available to all the Muslim nations. As the Muslim nations now have nuclear weapons, and when we go to war with the Muslim Brotherhood, well, we're going to see terrible things happen to our cities and to this nation. But this is what happens when good people are not involved and evil people are in control. And the people in control of the United States want to eliminate a significant part of our population. And if you doubt that, you need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. And you cannot understand any of this unless you understand the satanic forces which control Washington, D.C. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my DVDs on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with both of those talks. My talk on population control, the covert agenda. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And certainly you'll want to get Rosalind Peterson's talk on geoengineering about the chemtrails, Betty Martini on aspartame, how they're poisoning our food and poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. My website is radioliberty.com. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Listen to our programs on our internet site at radioliberty.com. You can hear us 5 hours a day, an hour here, 4 hours on other networks. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but Pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms.